Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Age of Consent by Marty Limebach. Read by Callie Bollier. The Money, 1978. It was September, a weekday, a school night. She had painted her toenails, brushed on mascara, covered with matte foundation the few spots of acne that dotted her nose. She wore pale summer jeans, a shirt she'd ironed herself. She thought there might be dinner, but when Craig picked her up, he drove straight to the motel, swinging into a parking space beside a delivery van that looked as though it had been parked there for a while. He turned off the ignition, then switched on the car's inside light. He reached forward, fishing for his wallet, packed in among the cassettes in the glove compartment, also for his lighter. His T-shirt clung where the vinyl seats had made his back sweat. He looked at Bobby as though he were deciding whether to bother asking, then said, "You got any money?" "Not much," she said. He sighed. He rubbed his hand beneath his baseball cap, red, white, and blue, with a bicentennial celebration logo across the bill. "What about cigarettes?" he said. "Any of them?" He was 28, well over 6 feet, while she was a little package, a ballerina-shaped girl with sun-bleached hair, newly 15. She watched as Craig pulled at the contents of the glove compartment, coming out with old envelopes, batteries, a bunch of menus for takeout, along with important things, his car registration, his checkbook, chucking it all onto the floor. She thought if he was asking for cigarettes.